Welcome to the mayoral inauguration for Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Dedication, discipline, and desire are the attributes that Mayor Cavalier Johnson brings to the table. His desire for a robust economy in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, a dedication to make sure that those who call Milwaukee home can thrive, lift themselves up to a new station in life, educate themselves, buy that first home. That dedication and that desire shows in his work every day, making policies that create an economy that people can thrive in. It is his day today. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mayor Cavalier Johnson. As a practical matter, this is par for the course for an incoming mayor. But there is an air of congeniality today. There's an air of hopefulness today that times will not be the same. We will continue to work with our partners inside of government, outside of government, and for all of those who call Milwaukee home, we support you, we honor you, and we will work with you till our last dying breath. That in and of itself is a cornerstone of Mayor Cavalier Johnson. I will work with anybody, anywhere, anytime for the betterment of Milwaukee. And that, Mayor, we are so grateful for your leadership, we're grateful for your kind heart, and we're grateful for that check we get every other week. We have two. Did I say that out loud? Our national anthem. Lex, would you come to the podium, please? This is the beautiful daughter of Mr. Crump. Well done, sir. Singing our national anthem, ladies and gentlemen, Lex B. Crump.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Mr. Crump. Mr. Crump. God bless you, girl. God bless you. Well done, Lex. Thank you. Thank you for being here. One of our young adults that certainly has a bright future ahead of you. Thank you so much. Let me call to the podium Pastor John McVicker, Sr. Christ the King Baptist Church. He's been doing God's work for quite some time. It is always good to see you, sir. God bless you. Thank you.
Let us look to God. Almighty and gracious God, we gather here today in gratitude and hope. As we stand at the threshold of new beginnings, we invoke your guidance and wisdom for Cavalier Johnson, who will serve a second term as the mayor of our beloved city. We ask that you bless Mayor Johnson with the strength to lead with integrity, the courage to face the challenges ahead, and the compassion to serve all members of our community with an open heart and an open mind. Grant him the vision to see beyond the immediate and address the city's needs with foresight and care. So may this ceremony mark the start of a new term in office and symbolize our collective commitment to unity, progress, and the common good. Help us to remember that though our paths may differ, our destination is shared, a thriving community. A thriving community where every voice is heard, every person is valued, and every day brings us closer to realizing our fullest potential. So together, under your watchful eye, let us embark on this journey with hope, working hand in hand to build a brighter future for all. Bless this gathering, bless Cavalier Johnson as our mayor, and may our city be filled with peace and prosperity. Amen.
Now I'm going to invite Jim Ozarski and Mayor Johnson to the podium for their official swearing in. Gentlemen.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Cavalier Cordell Johnson.
I, Cavalier Cordell Johnson.
Who have been elected.
Who have been elected.
Mayor of the City of Milwaukee.
Mayor of the City of Milwaukee.
Swear that I will support.
Swear that I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties of this office.
The duties of this office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I have to sign the oath. Thank you so much, Jim, for administering the oath of office. Lex, please give another round of applause for Lex Crump. Outstanding job. Pastor McVicker, my friend, thank you so much for being here and offering that incredible invocation. And Preston Cole, checks in the mail. To all Milwaukeeans, my friends, my family who's here, my colleagues on the Milwaukee County Council as well as throughout government, thank you so much. I am gratified by your encouragement and your belief. Your belief in Milwaukee and your belief in our leadership. I made a pledge just moments ago to uphold the Constitution and to faithfully discharge the duties of my office. As I stand before you today, I offer another commitment. I pledge to lead this city, to be more responsive to our residents, to solve the challenges before us, and to be forward-thinking about Milwaukee's needs as well as Milwaukee's ambitions. We, all of us, we can define our future. Our ideas, our actions, our hard work, all those things ahead will make a significant difference in Milwaukee in the years to come. By partnering with more individuals and more groups, we will amplify and improve our efforts, assuring equitable and inclusive outcomes. Looking forward, we'll continue to build our economy, we'll continue to grow our city, we'll continue the upward trend towards greater safety and improve educational outcomes for all of our young people in Milwaukee. All of our young people. Yes. Yes. I am very, very intentionally citing education. And I'm intentionally citing education because I want to break away from the disconnection between City Hall and our schools. Education is far too important to me, and it's too important to our community to sit casually by. I intend to engage with the Milwaukee Public Schools leadership and with private as well as parochial schools as well. I intend to work collaboratively to improve student achievement. It's too often I hear these stories of people who select to move from Milwaukee because of our schools. I want people to move to Milwaukee because of our schools. Today, I'm a frequent visitor to classrooms all across Milwaukee, and I will continue to do that as mayor. What I intend to add is greater attention to policy priorities, to resource deployment. I'll join the strategic discussions about what's best for this city's students. That type of approach has worked to improve safety in Milwaukee. We have thoughtfully implemented traffic safety strategies encompassing both accountability as well as prevention to deter reckless driving. And we'll do more of that in the months ahead. Violent crime and serious property crime are trending in the right direction here in the city of Milwaukee. Earlier this morning, we shared the latest quarterly crime numbers. In every major category, we see improvement. That's great news. Through the first quarter of the year, homicides are down more than 30%. Through the first quarter of the year, non-fatal shootings are down 25%. And overall serious crime in Milwaukee is down 10% when compared to the first quarter of last year. All good news. All good news. And while these numbers are impressive, they only build on the positive success that we've been able to achieve over the course of the last 2 years. Milwaukee, well, our city, without a single doubt, without a question, is a safer city now than when I initially took office. It's a safer city, and we'll continue to make it that way. So while we continue to increase safety in Milwaukee, it's important for all of us to understand that now is certainly no time to rest. It's not. And as your mayor, you have my commitment and my promise that I will not rest
that I won't rest.
I won't. Too frequently, we hear reminders of crimes' detrimental effects on the people that we serve. It's no consolation to someone whose car was targeted to be told that there's a thousand fewer vehicles that have been stolen in 2024 than this time 2 years ago. A safer city requires wide-ranging participation from government, yes, but also from neighborhood organizations, from companies, from churches, and from individuals. So we're engaging young people. We will reprise next month our Peace Week. We're revisiting public safety plans, and we'll continue to measure our success. Because the goals that I've set as mayor are very, very clear. Crime, it must be rare. Neighborhoods must be safe, and public safety concerns must not affect the choices people and businesses make to locate or stay in our city. It can't be. My duties for the people of this city encompass more than addressing problems and meeting service expectations. It's my job to set direction, to establish budgets, to appoint department leaders. As I take on those tasks, I always think about our future. And going forward, you'll see more positive additions to our infrastructure, increased housing opportunities in Milwaukee, and more economic activity. And I'm working with developers, not against developers, to grow our city. And I support affordable and workforce housing so that every Milwaukeean can afford a place to live here, and every future Milwaukeean can find a home right here in our city. That's what growing Milwaukee is all about. And where it's appropriate, we'll try new approaches. We'll soon announce an effort to focus resources and do so intensely on specific neighborhoods. We'll work with existing local organizations to measure outcomes to see whether different strategies can improve lives and add additional value. To test this proposition, we'll start with one neighborhood on each the south side as well as the north side of the city. As opportunities arise, we're advancing positive outcomes too. Take, for example, the old Northridge property on the northwest side of the city. As the site is cleared, we'll engage neighbors, we'll engage developers and other interested parties to determine what's best for that vital section of our northwest side. Appreciate that. They may have been Alderwoman Taylor somewhere, so I don't know. I also support reconfiguration of Interstate 794 in downtown Milwaukee. I do. The project, it offers a chance to maximize growth and maximize investment while keeping transportation connectivity here in the city. The key is not simply thinking about our commutes today. This is what I want folks to really zero in on. Because as we had this conversation, I think people are narrowly thinking about how a change there affects them personally today. We shouldn't be thinking about our commutes today. We should be thinking about the city that we want in the future, 30 years from now. What's the downtown that our kids and our grandkids will inherit? That's the sort of mind frame that I have when I'm thinking about what will happen with 794. At my direction, we're moving forward with additional outreach to new Milwaukee residents, especially those from other countries who are choosing to make our city their home. We'll be ready to provide information, connection, and municipal services at a location that is both convenient as well as accessible. That's a shout out to you, County Council President Jose Perez. Congratulations on your reelection. For nearly 200 years, Milwaukee has welcomed new people from both near as well as far. And often they've faced big challenges, but consistently, they've contributed so much to our culture and so much to our economy. And I want their adjustment to Milwaukee to be as smooth as it possibly can. So good things are happening, and we're expanding the hospitality sector here in our economy as well, physically growing and drawing in new visitors as well as prominent events right here in Milwaukee. In a little less than 3 months, we'll be highlighting Milwaukee for the entire world as the Republican National Convention gets underway. Now, I know that when people come to our city, they leave with good feelings about Milwaukee. And I believe that starts a virtuous cycle, an excellent word-of-mouth marketing campaign that attracts even more visitors and more opportunity, which leads to more jobs and more money flowing in our economy for residents on the ground here in our city. Companies are choosing Milwaukee. Employment is available at a greater extent than most of us have seen in our lifetimes in this city. And the success in our economy is something I want to sustain and grow in the years ahead. Milwaukee, it's a welcoming city, welcoming visitors and welcoming new residents who want to build their lives here. So we'll also be welcoming to new ideas and new approaches that help to set us ahead and help to set us apart in this city. I embrace innovation and expect innovative ideas from my team as well. So we'll continue to show Milwaukee is a cutting-edge city, meeting and exceeding the accolades that we receive. Make no mistake, you guys, I am so optimistic. I am completely optimistic about the future of Milwaukee. Not just my city, not just your city, but our city. The most consequential city in this entire state, a city in which roughly 1 in 10 Wisconsinites live. I'm optimistic, more optimistic about it today than I ever have been. The elements for success for our city, they're in place. The work we're undertaking together will pay huge dividends into the future. It's Milwaukee's time to shine. And with everybody in this, with everybody in this rotunda, whether you're a community member, whether you're a member of my administration, whether you're a partner from another unit of government, like County Executive Crowley, who's joined us, whether you're a member of our city council, and I know many of you are here, thank you so much, council members, for joining us this morning. I know that the future of Milwaukee is bright, and we will shine. We've got a new term. We've got new challenges. I'm not afraid of them. All of us aren't afraid of them. We're going to get it done. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to work. Thank you so much.